Good morning. Welcome back to Passion World Talk Radio. A wholly owned subsidiary of Global Media Network, LLC. Educate, enlighten, entertain, and let's not forget, meaningful. On the second episode of Daily Monday Tips with Lillian, we're going to provide you with three tips today, because all three are important for you to hear, put into your collective memory, and also note on your calendar. The first one is, when you are in doubt and someone or something is pressuring you for an immediate answer, don't give in to the urge or the temptation to act upon it immediately. Back in 2021, people used to say, if you did something automatically without thinking about it, that like Pavlov's dogs, you were conditioned to react immediately. And what was the experiment with Pavlov's dog? Pavlov, of course, was a researcher in the study of the mind. And he proved that if you do a certain action, display a certain behavior all the time to dogs, that they would get used to it, accustomed to it, and therefore repeat their behavior to whatever is being done with them. And the tip for today is that we have been conditioned to think things, but not always through. When something unexpected happens, or our adrenaline starts kicking in, we react in certain ways that anyone in the criminal world or someone who is evil in their behavior and how they act and think can pretty much count on the human nature to act that way. So before you do something stupid, and we're all guilty of doing things stupidly, calm yourself down, take a deep breath, count to 25 in that foreign language you were when you were in junior high and high school, or even college. Do something that, instead of having your conditioning button pushed, that you stop yourself and think, really? Do I need to act this way? Or is there something wrong here? Take a step back and take a better look at the situation. So instead of running berserk down the street saying, the aliens are coming, the aliens are coming, and point with a trembling finger up at the sky as the spaceships swoop in, you're going to tell yourself, no, I'm not going to do that, because that is the reaction they're expecting me to take. So if someone, for example, is trying to scam you, either by pressuring you to go out and buy gift cards for them, or intentionally misrepresent a figure of how much you owe them, and when you try to put it in on your computer screen, all of a sudden it's a lot more money than you anticipated because they rigged it to happen that way. And you're saying, oh my God, I now owe $10,000 instead of $1.50. Instead of letting your flight take over, say to yourself, no. For example, I was on Facebook 2 days ago, 3 days ago, and all of a sudden this verbal warning said, your computer has been infected with the virus. Do not attempt to shut it off. It will only make it worse. Call us at this support number. So I turned off my laptop, waited 5 minutes, and turned it back on with no problem whatsoever. I did not panic. And that's the tip, not to panic, not to let your conditioning rush in and force you mentally, emotionally, physically to do something that you don't want to do. The second tip for the day is this week has been dedicated, March 3rd through March 6th, to scams, all types of scams. And some of the top companies have signed up to present you with information and podcasts about how to protect yourself from scams, which is now a $1 trillion business. Move over, Elon Musk. The scammers are making more money hand over fist than you are, because they now have AI to help them out. So your tip for the day is to listen to these programs, including Scam Damnation, with your host Lillian Caldwell, that not only tells you about the scams, but also advises you how to protect yourself and your loved ones, where to go, who to contact, all of that excellent advice you hear every Wednesday afternoon at 3 o'clock. Scam Damnation. And if you look it up on Google about the special week dedicated to talking and discussing about scams from the top businesses in the world, take some notes, because scammers are not going to go away. And incidentally, they will come back to see how much more of your information, your money, your identity that they can take. Why work and sweat when you don't have to? Something for you to think about. And the third tip is an interesting one as well. Did you know that you can put leftover potato salad into the freezer to save it so it doesn't spoil in your refrigerator if you have lots of leftovers? Something for you to consider next time you have lots of food left over. I know when your teenagers leave home to go to college, you're still used to making large meals. Or you have company come over and you just have stuff that is left over and you need to put it away, but you're tired of eating it and you don't want to eat it that week. So what do? You put your potato salad in a container and put it in the freezer. And then when time comes, give yourself plenty of defreezing time. Don't put your frozen potato salad into the microwave. That's a no-no. How many of you have ever made custard? Raise your hands. Well, if you haven't, the trick to making custard is to make sure that there is water surrounding the custard that you've put together with eggs and milk when you put it into the oven. And the same thing applies, without the oven, of course, to unfreezing your potato salad. You put it in a dish of cold water and then set it out and let it defrost that way. Now, the easiest way for me is I'll just take it out the day before and let it defrost at its own pace. Remember, no microwave. You will spoil it. use water to put your container in that holds the potato salad. And you'll be able to defrost your potato salad, and it'll taste even better because of the salad dressing that you put in to make it moist and taste really good will have permeated every molecular cell of that potato, along with the onions and the celery and the seasons. So those are your Monday daily tips. Go through this a couple of times. Make sure you understand. And join me next Monday for the third episode of Monday Daily Tips with Lillian. And remember this, if it sounds too good to be true, it usually is. Thank you very much for joining me. And if you have a tip that you would like to share with the universe, please write us an email at pwrnetworkllc@gmail.com. Let us have your name or an avatar, your email address or phone number, good time to call you, and say, I have this tip that I would like to share with the rest of the world. And you will see your name and your audio video tip on PWTRN's blog. Don't be shy. This is your opportunity to shine. You can see this tip, video, or audio all over again, either on youtube.com/PWR_PWTRN, or you can go over to spreaker.com/Monday Daily Tip with Lillian, or any of the other 12 to 20 podcast directories that we belong to. You can also hear it and see it on our website, https://passionateworldtalkradio.com. This daily tip on Monday is brought to you by Conscious Research Solutions. Does the research for you. If you don't have a clue of how to do research using either AI or just Google or Firefox, if you don't have the time, or more importantly, you don't know how to take adequate notes to put down the research that you may require for a diet or a book report or solving a math problem in geometry, whatever it is, contact Lillian at PWR Network LLC and receive a 15-minute free consultation where you can tell us what you need research, the amount of time you need it completed in, and what you would like to see us get for you with that research. And in return, you will get a contract to sign, B, a form to fill out telling us what you want, what you require. And in return, you will receive keywords, key phrases, a summary of the research we have done, and most importantly, a bibliography, either showcasing the URLs, which AI we use to help us prepare your information, or what books or magazines we also use to get you whatever you needed for your research. So contact us at pwrnetworkllc@gmail.com. Also, if you ever wanted to learn how to podcast professionally, The Obstacles of Podcasting with Lillian Caldwell, 19 years experience plus, go over to education.passionateworldtalkradio.com/masterclass, 8-week program, Monday through Friday, 45 minutes, first half lecture, Second half, put into use what you just learned. During the course, you put together 3 podcasts, 15 minutes or less, the opportunity to broadcast and do your podcast on PWTRN with a listening audience of over 10 million and heard in 179 countries. You will certainly have an audience already waiting with bated breath to hear what you have to say. Thank you very much for listening. Have a great week.